Plam Dalo and Bay, the Machlegrech and Shlokish, Chayove Mises, Chayove Malkus, Shagigin. The poil you're not going to get end up the punishment because of the Shagig. Are you still potter for money in that? Rech says no, because what's there to pot you? Shlokish says that you're still potter because the din of Mises is there, had you been warned, and therefore you are potter. Says the Gemara. Perfect time, waiting for you. Lama Dalo and Bay's on the bottom. The Shlokish who says that you're always potter, ask a question of Yechon, and it says, well, there's no accident with a woman, the blow didn't kill her. Then and she miscarried. Unless you have to pay money for the vloders. But in other words, had she died, you'd have been potter. My love, also mama, physically, she would have died. I don't care if you got killed for her or not. I don't care whether there's a warning on top of the page. I don't care if there was a warning, not a warning. As long as you didn't kill her, you pay money. If you did kill her, even if you yourself won't get punished for it, still you're potter for money. Isn't that right to me? That Chayobi Misa Shaydin is potter for money. Whereas I'm like, no, Dean Austin, if you don't get the punishment, if you don't get the punishment for killing somebody, because the only time you are exempt from paying money is if you actually got killed yourself. Ikidami, others say it was the other way around. Eitzvei, Rabbi Yechon, the Shlokhi. Rabbi Yechon asked the Shlokhi's question. It says impossible, if he didn't get killed, on his Yonish, my love, Dinos, and it means if the aggressor didn't get killed. In other words, only the Yid Bemezi, but if he was Shagitaki, he'd pay money. So, the Shlokhi answered, Austin Mamish, as long as she didn't get killed, but if she got killed, I don't care if you get killed, aggressor or not, you'd be potter. Omar Rabbi says, Rabbi, I don't understand. You're making a machlik as a biyechin eshlokish. I thought everyone was unanimous. Meikul aman domer. Is there an opinion that says a chayavim? Is there anyone out there who says that if you did an aveda and had you been warned, you would have been killed, and you weren't warned, you still have to pay money? But Tani Dvei Chizkia, didn't Chizkia teach us that there are two psukim and one pasuk it says? Which it says in the pasuk two examples. Make behem. It says in the pasuk that if you
means that you weren't warned.
Yeah.
You were amazed. I just you weren't warned.
Yeah. Or if you did a shogi, I don't care. I'm giving all extreme, the whole gamut. It says in the pasuk, make behema yishal money. You hit a behema, you have to pay. And a maka adam, if you hit a person, you don't pay at all. You just get killed. So we're comparing maka behema where you chayv to pay money, to maka adam where you potter from paying money. And we're going to say that they like each other. Says the chizke says as follows: maka adam, maka behema, maka behema. Just like when you hit a behema, lechilak the behema makes absolutely no difference because the adam is moved la'olam. If you're a mazik, you're always a behem b'shemezid. Whether you hurt the animal b'shegi, whether you hurt b'mezid, you're responsible. Behem miskaven l'shem miskaven. Whether it was intentional or unintentional. Is bein derech irida, whether it was on the way down, which we know that is more liable, that is your fault. Bein derech aliyah, when you took your hand up and you heard something, when you're more potter, in every one of those cases, the pasuk says that a makah behemah yishal mena, you got to pay. And the Torah makes no distinction with how you killed it; you always have to pay.
Makah adam is when he died.
Makah behemah, makah behemah, yeah.
Makah adam is when you get.
And Makadam, when you kill a person, it's because that possesses you must. Since possesses your punishment of death, obviously you kill a person. But just Makadam as well. The only thing that happens to you, you get killed, or you deserve to die, but you don't pay a cent. And again, over here, we make no chilik with the b'shegi amazing. Now, if you did a b'shegi, you're not going to get killed, but you still don't have to pay money. At Makadam, loy tachlik, boy, makes absolutely no difference between b'shegi amazing. B'shegi miskabim, b'shegi miskabim. This part of miskabim, miskabim, many terem argue, we had before already. If you had no intention, you only had intent to kill somebody else, then you're not chayiv if you kill this person. In all these cases, you have potter for money. So clearly, chayov, it misses shaking, it is potter. Rovim came along, he was more definitive. You made a general chayov, it misses shaking, chayov, it malchus shaking, you're potter. We're going to make a difference between chayov, it misses and chayov, it malchus. Chayov, it misses shaking, if you did an act that normally deserves that you should receive capital punishment. So even though you did a b'shege, kuli amale pligi the potter, the putter, you are potter. Ki pligi b'chayav in malkus shegin v'davadacha. They're arguing when you did an aveda, which is a chiv of malkus, and is a chiv of mammon. That's a machlek of Yechon Ishlokish. Rabbi Yechon, I'm a chayav, the fact is you chayav, why? Chayav in mises iskish. In the pasuk, when we learn from Makkah Behema, we're talking about, it says Makkah Odom, it says Yumas. So what are we talking about? Only when you kill the guy. So that's when you compare to behemoth. There's no chilg and shaygi amazing. Chayavi malkus lo iskish. But when it comes to an aveda that you did malkus, not part of the pasuk. So therefore, there, if you didn't get malkus, you pay. However, the Shlokish says, Potter, you are Potter. Even by Malkus, and even though you did it B'Shegi, you're not going to get Malkus, you're still Potter from paying. How do I know? You learn from the same Pasuk from Behem. How? The Feder Shripsa Teide Chayovi Malkus Chayovi Mises. Since in other places we know that we compare somebody who's Chayiv Malkus to somebody's Chayiv Misa, and in this Pasuk Makay Adam Yumas, we know Chayiv Misa that you're Potter from paying, so since Misa includes automatically Malkus, where do you find the Teide Kalila Malkus? And Misa. So in Gemara Makkos, we had Heichel Toidah, and Gemara says, Omar Abaye, Abaye says, Asya Rosha Rosha. Abaye says, we compare in the Pasig, it says, when it comes to Misa, it says, there's a Rosha Lomus, Kimos Yumus. And it says also, when it comes to smacking, it says in the Parsha Shaitim, Hoyikim Bin Hakas Rosha. If you're intelligent, beat the, you know, the Bezin should give lashes. So what do you see from here clearly? That somebody deserves lashes, it's called a Rosha. So we're comparing someone's Chai Malkos, someone's Chai Misa. The other Gemara we had the Malkus B'Mokar Misa Medes. So it's the same idea. So whatever is included. Rava Marava says, Asya Maka Maka. No, the very same Pasuk.
Isn't that for Moshe
Shemra, for Shabbat? I'm talking about Ben Grusha, remember? I'm talking about, so he's getting it for also a love of Leisander Rechei Chaka. But we see he's called a Rasha. Rava said the very pasuk Maka Adam, the word Maka also we find by Malkus. So therefore, just like Maka Adam Yumas, we learn from Maka Behemah, so too the, by Malkus it says the word Maka. So therefore, we compare Malkus to Maka Behemah. Freddy Mora, where does it say Maka, the word by Malka? Freddy Mora, Omle, Rabbabla, Rava, 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 Hi Maka. Which Maka are you referring to? Where does it say Maka by Malkus? Elema, if you can tell me, because it's in the pasuk. Umaka behemi shamena umaka adam yumas. Hi, Bictoluxiv. It's not talking about Malkus, it's talking about Misa. Where do you find my Malkus, the word Maka? Elahai Maka, I'll tell you the following posik. It says in the posik. Umaka nefesh behemi yishalmena. If you kill, you have nefesh behemi, you should pay. Nefesh tachas nefesh. Over there means money. The somachle, and the very a little bit later on, or the next posik, it says. The ish ki yitim u'mamisa. So after we discuss an animal, it says, if a man inflicts a wound on his friend, so we're talking now about something, you know, a wound, and the posuk says, kasher also ken yasala, you inflicted a wound, we're going to give you malchus. So therefore, we see that right next to mak and nefesh behema, it talks about. Yeah. The Gemara doesn't ask the question about Mechai Mamre. We'll talk about lessons from Rupruta. We'll see. Says the Gemara, so is that Raya V'hai Lav Maki? Where does it say in that Pasuk Maki? It just says V'ish Ki Yitin Mum Ba Misoi Kasher Osa Ken Yasuloi. Doesn't say the word Maka. So what are you comparing to? So he says, you're right, I didn't mean literally to some kind of a Gzeri Shoba because Maka, Maka. I meant an Inyan. Anan Hako Hako Kamri. I meant an Inyan. What do you do by Maka Behema? What did you do? You Maka. Kiyitin Mumba Misa. What did you do? You hit your friend. So even though the word, the Torah didn't use the word Maka, used the word Kiyitin Mumba Misa, but the idea, through Hakar, so therefore in Indian, the principle is the same. So I'm learning straight from Maka Behema. Freddy Mora Moshe's question, so what are we talking about here? Bechayv Chavedai. Chayv is Mamma that Malka's, Kiyitin Mumba Misa, about this woman who you pay money. You're trying to bring a raya that there's Malkus involved. There's no money. Forget here, dafka, there is money involved. And for the Gemara, im ein inyan lahakosh yer b'shaprutah. Since there's no point in learning from Maka Behema regarding money to know inyan lahakosh yer b'shaprutah. Say we're talking about you hit your friend. And it's less than the value of prutah. We learned before if it's less than the value of prutah, you pay Malkus. There's no money there. It's Malkus, and that's what this particular puzzle is talking about. A case where there's no money, only Malkus, and we're comparing it to an animal. Now what? That if you did an aveda, that should the punishment should have been Malkus, even though it was b'shegig, you don't pay money. So safe. I still understand what's going on here. Lav b'tashlumenu by a behem. You know, you're by maka adam yumas. You learn out that even though I should be paying you money, I don't have to because I'm getting killed. Over here by this pasuk kiyitin mumba misa. Why aren't you paying money? Not because the halacha says you don't have to pay. Because there is nothing to pay. I didn't wound you of the value of money. So what are we learning? How can you learn anything from there? That you have to pay money, you don't have to. The Gemara says, La bat tashlum, that I have to pay. And for the Gemara, no, I'll tell you what the case is, a unique case. Loi, no, tzicha, we need in the following case, the bahade, the michya, while you were hitting your friend, you were so busy, korashi roi in delay, you also ripped his clothes. So there's a money involvement, not als the chabalah, but als the money. And yet we're learning from Makeh Behema, because that's the pasuk before. That's just by the Hema, you always pay money, you don't get any on the punishment. Over here, you only get the punishment of Malkus, and you don't pay the money. And lechilakta be shegig lemezi. So chayove, Malkus shegin
potter. He must have inflicted, took an act that creates a mum that's worth less than a shovel. It was enough force to do more than a shovel. Silk garment,
a very expensive garment. I ripped it. Let me ask a question. According to Tan Vechiske, the Amru says, Mak Adam Mak Behemah. Let's go back to the original. Tan Vechiske, he said in the Pasig, in the very same Pasig, it says Mak Behemah Shamena. And it says Mak Adam Yumas. So we compare that with just like Behemah, you always hive money. By Adam, always you potter for money, you get killed. Who said it's talking about during the weekday, and therefore we say that is, you don't pay money because of a thing. And by behema, you decided by behema, you always pay money because it happened during the week. There's no mis involved here whatsoever. You're always paying the leka lefluge, and therefore it makes no difference. Shaking me or that. Dilma b'Shabbos. Maybe the puzzle of a Shabbos. You did an act of chiyav misa, and if I did it b'Shabbos, how can I be paying money for the animal? Chayde come with the rabbinay. Must be that I was b'shegig on Shabbos. And faket, let's bring a raya from here that even though you did an act, it's chiyav misa. If it was b'shegig, you're not going to get killed for it. You do have to pay money. Dilma Shabbos, Steve. Maybe talking about Shabbos. The behema gufa ikel lefluge. And if it is talking about Shabbos, then you have no breda. But to say that why by behema you have to pay money must be there's no chiv mis involved. Why not? Because the shagig. Just the opposite. Talmi chizkia. The behema loy said that can be. Steve, it says in the pasuk, makke behema yishalmen and makke adam yumas. They put the two together. Hey chidami. Now when definitely makke adam yumas. Why would the person get killed if he hit somebody? Must be either loy asrube. If there's no warning, why yumas? How can you put the person to death? Maka adam amay yumas. Elup shes asim. Must be talking about he warned. No, if he warned, what are you talking about? Behemah that said you pay money because of shagig. If there's a warning, no shagig anymore. The pasuk is talking about the same case. The b'shabbos. You tell me the pasuk about Shabbos. Maka behemah shamen. The only way that you can say that you pay for the animal is that what even though it was on Shabbos it was b'shagig. But if it's warned, what kind of shagig is there? Must be a lot of the chayil. Have no breda, but to say by the animal there's no chiv mis at all involved. It was what? In the chayil. Says the Gemara Baita, Omle Rapapa Labaya, Rapapa Satabaya. Let's go back to what we learned a few days ago. Rabba came along and wanted to answer the Mishnah, the Braise, that was the author of the Mishnah that made a hold that Loikin and Mishalman. He holds you get Malkus and you pay. Then we ask the question that if it's Rameir and Loikin and Mishalman, how come when it comes to Misa, how can we find in the Braise? And we know that the Meir holds that Misa Mishalman as well. So Rabbi says, no, really, the Meir holds a Misa Mishalman. How come by Goinev, Tavech, Adi Acher, Vachuli Chaye, because Chidushu, because the Knas. And he said that when do we say Kamen with the Rabbine, when it's a payment of money or reimbursement? So the Misa exonerates you from paying the money. But where it's a Knas, I mean, you don't owe the money anyway. The Tate levied this Knas, I don't care if you get killed, you still have to pay the Knas. So we asked the question, Al-Khayda, so the question is, in our Mishnah, when it talks about Bitoy, right, it talks about his own daughter, and you say you have to pay money, L'Khayda, why not? It's a Knas. And a Knas, even though Kamen with the Rabbine, you should pay. According to Rabbah, the Omar who said that even though we say common with Rabbani, but when it comes to Knas, you have to pay. And that may it holds by Malkus, you do both. You pay Malkus and Mammon. By Mises, Ames and Mishalim, and what by Knas you do. So how come the next Mishnah, Bita, it says you don't have to pay? That I forgot the mikle, even though you get killed, Mishalim, you still have to pay because the Knas, Masnizin, Kimamukim, Law, who does he learn our Mishnah like? If our Mishnah is like Rameir, if a Mishnah is made of what? And the Knas is a Chiddush, like an Umishalman, ain't Mesu Mishalam. And why? Lechayd is a Bitter. Why you put it? Lechayd is Knas. Kash a Bitter. Got a problem with a Bitter. If you have a Chunyabana who also agrees that Leikin and Mishalman, he says Kadis is potter for money, but Malkus is Leikin and Mishalman, and therefore by Bita later, he doesn't hold this Knas business. And therefore, Bita later, you are potter because you ain't messing Mishalman. No, how come our Chayson and Mishnah Yechai, but Chunyabana Kadis is also coming to Rabbana Yikasha Chayson? And if we're following Rabbi Yitzchak holds that by Kadis there's no Malkus. he holds, maybe the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yitzchak, maybe the rule is that ain't like in Mishalman. How can our Mishnah pay money? Because he holds that there's no liking by case of a chayser. Wherever this chorus, let's say this sister, wherever this chorus, he holds there's no malchus. And because he holds that there's no malchus, therefore you pay money. What about the case of Mamzeris? Mamzeris is only a lav, and definitely there's Malkus. And if ain't like in Shalman, how come you pay for Mamzeris? It's Hanicha, it makes sense. If he learned that Rabbi Yechin, there's no Hasra. If he learned that Rabbi Yechin is no Hasra, Rabbi Yechin holds that when like ain't like in Shalman is Dafka if you actually get Malkus. But if it was a Chayve Malkin, even though if Shagin, then you do pay money. Then we can answer the Chilk of the Mishnah Braise. The Mishnah, the Braise says that you get Malkus because there was a warning. Al Mishnah to Poyel, there was no warning, therefore you pay. But according to the Shlokish, even if there's no warning, had you done an Aveda that's Chayiv Malkus, even if there's no warning, you're still Potter. Chayiv Lepshad Mishnah. Esav Gab Yechen, who now may retire, Gab Yechen answer the Chilk of the Mishnah Braise, Gab Yechen, that now Mishnah, there's no warning. If there's no warning, you pay money. At least of a Kiddush Lakish, if you hold like a Shlokish, hold that even the Poyel was no warning. Chayiv Malkus, Shagin, you're Potter, Hechim Metadus, Lahousing Lena Mishnah. Everything about you right. Al korcho ke Rabbi Yechin svidle. You have no breda, but to learn that Rabbi learns the Mishnah Rabbi Yechin and holds like Rabbi Yechin in his machlekes. Like what? That chayove malke shaygin take. You have to pay. Omle the master labaya. The master said labaya. The shlokish according to the shlokish. The Omar he said before. Befeidish ripsa teira chayovim malkus chayovim misses. We just said before, Reish Lakish hold that the teira said that just like chayovim misses, everyone agrees chayovim misses shaygin. You don't pay money. I also say the teira says that when it says we learn from Makkah behemoth from the next pasuk yidinish mum. That what that befeidish ripsa teira. That the same thing applies over here by malkus chayovim malkus shaygin is potter. Is man tana the palg rabbi yechunikana. Yechunikana says that every kodesh potter is for money. Yep. The rabbon argue they say no that if you chayv kodesh. You chayv money. But every kodesh is chayv lav. Elehin aleikin. All 36 kodeshes are chayv lavin. So even if you don't agree with Rabbi Nechumim HaKonah that als kodesh you potter from paying money, but als the lav sheba, which is chayv malkus, you potter from mammon. So who argue Nechumim HaKonah? Obviously, somebody doesn't believe in malkus. And who's that? Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak holds that kodeshes, chayv and kodeshes are not potter malkus. We'll have them third paid in malkus. Well, Rabbi Yitzchak says that he holds that those who are chayv and malkus are not. Chayiv kis are not do not have malchus, because we say later on that if someone's chayiv kodesh, he will poil if he gets malchus, that exempts him from kodesh. That's what they want to build that bezin in Sfas. That's micha bezin. Man tan the poil of yichun akone ila mei la vidchak. Either with a mei who holds bechlal like in a mishalmin, so he argues, or it's a bitzchak who also agrees ain't like in mishalmin, but there is no malchus by kodesh. Pasha. Tan abonim we learn right still in the same inyan arroyes. And Shniyas La Royas. In Mesechta Yevamos, whenever you had Shniyas La Royas, it meant it's only secondary. It's only the Rabbanan. You know, your grandmother and so on. But we'll soon see what Shniyas La Royas means over here. In all these cases, I disagree with the Mishnah. In the Mishnah said, even though she's Asa to you, you still have to pay Knas. This Braisa says, if it's even Shniyas La Royas, even though it's only Asa the Rabbanan, Ein Lahen like Knas, if somebody seduces them or rapes them, they don't pay Knas. Because we'll soon see, it has to be Vulei Silish, has to be your wife. Vulei Piti. Or if you seduce them, you don't have to pay. Hama menace, if this girl is already married to somebody, her brother or mother married her off, and she can always walk out to 12 years old, but definitely she already is no longer a psula, and the pasuk says she's a psula. Ein lo, she doesn't have lo kanas, she's no kanas anymore, no piti. Island is a girl that the Taita says, Avi Anida. An island is never a nida. Island is barren, from the word ayal or ram. She will never have the signs of a woman. So we say until 20, we're saying maybe she'll grow up. And if it comes 20 and she still doesn't have any simani, we say now she jumps straight to a bagetis. She doesn't have the period of adolescence. She goes straight from a minor to an adult. So an island is ein la loy knas, loy piti. Doesn't have any of these things. Then it says, "V'hayoytzas b'shum shemra." If somebody has to leave her husband because of shemra, we'll see later in the Gemara exactly what I'm referring to is. The Pasha the Taita says, "Le'matzasi le'bitcha psulim." Married her, and then he says she wasn't a psula. We'll see later. Ain lo over here also. There's no knas, nor is there pitu, and we'll see later also because of lacking a psula. Fedi Gemara, "My aroyis u'my shniyas la'roy." What do you mean by aroyis? And what's a shni? What's a secondary aroyis? L'chayr, if you want to learn Pashup Shat like we learned till now in Yevamos, Ilei Ma'arayis means mamish, you know, someone that the Torah says you're not allowed to live with. And Shnius is only Medivrei Seferim. That means that what? That Meha Torah, let's say grandma, Meha Torah, you're allowed to live with her. The Rabbana don't allow us. If Meha Torah, you're allowed to live with her, so what do you mean, why is there no Knas? If the Torah says, obviously it can't be talking about your grandmother here because then she's not a psula anymore. But one of the other shnias, if mahat teira, it's mutter, going down, your granddaughter-in-law, who didn't get, just got engaged. So if you, mahat teira, no isa here whatsoever. So what do you mean? And the teira says if you rape her or you seduce her, you pay knas. Well, the rabbanon try to make it easier and say, oh, because we decided not to live with you, it doesn't make sense. Of course, you should be paying. What do you mean, shnius? Kivon, the medrash chazil, if my teira, they're suitable to each other. Am I learning knas? Why should the rabbanon come in and make it easier? And imke chaytin is, why are you going to make it easier for him and say, like, go ahead? And, you know, we don't allow you to live together. If you rape her, you're scot free. El chilagis. Arayis means chayove misses bezin. Here it means different than Yimsech Yibamas. Arayis means you commit an avedi chay capital punishment, like your mother and so on. And Shniyis is only chayove kisses your sister, which is only chayove kisses. So if it's arayis, if it's chay misses bezin or chayove kisses, then there's no knas or anything else. Not like our Mishnah that says that achoisa you still pay knas. This argues with it. Avol chayove lavin, but if the sachakel, this particular person is an isa lav, like a mamzer or whatever it is, then yesh lehen knas. Then there is a knas because kedushin is chal. Remember, we had later on the gemara a few days ago, that if the kedush v'loy si liisha yesh bo havoya, if the kedushin is chal, you're not allowed to live with a mamzer. You're not allowed to live with somebody who's a lav. But if it did give kedushin, you still need a get. So where the kedushin is chal, then you have to pay. That's what we're saying here. Umani, who the author be Shimon HaTimni. It will be Shimon HaTimni who says that all chayavi lav and the children produce are not mamzerim and kedushin is chal. Because kedushin is chal, there's no mamzer. The way the Gemara links the two together. That's one version. Or ikadami, another version is arroyes. The word arroyes itself includes any kind of capital punishment. Chayavi misa, I mean, any kind of death. Chayavi misa bezin, vichayavi krisis. Shnius means chayavi lav, means even chayavi lav have to pay. Even chayavi lavin will hold like Rabbi Akiva that says that kedushin is not chal and the child is a mamzer. Mani and who the author of the Brisa be Reb Shimon ben Asihi. The only time is a chayiv asei that we say that, or a kohen gadol maybe, where it's a lav shein shav b'kol. Only in those cases we say that if you rape, you have to pay.
If God forces himself.